Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Grayson Jenkins, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I woke up flat on my back, bourbon stain in the bottom of my glass. 2 p.m. knocking at the door. Wish I could say I hadn't been here before. Oh, 'cause I've been here many a time, shaking off another hard night with a couple lines. I'd be better off if I changed my ways. I think I'll hold sit back in the barroom, bloodshot eyes, feeling like I'm dead. I have one more round to save my pounding head. Oh, 'cause I've been here many a time, shaking off another hard night with a couple lies. I'll be better off.
Ultimately made his way to Lexington. When you got here, you really hadn't done much in the way of music.
Correct, yeah. I got a starter guitar when I was in eighth grade and learned G, C, and D, and then put it down for all of high school.
Where'd you get the guitar from?
There was a local music store that was open for a few years, and it was $99 for the guitar, the gig bag, the chord book, the capo. I think that was about it. I still have it. I never got rid of it, but... It's a pretty bad guitar.
Keep it though.
I didn't make it too fun to learn on because it was like an inch to push down the strings. It was kind of hard.
So you put it down.
Put it down. Did track and field and cross country and fixed up a truck and did all the things that high schoolers do and didn't think much about music.
Did you have a knack for running and do you still do some running?
Not as much as I should. I always tell people that I ran track about 20 pounds ago. But I was all right. We had a really good 4x8 team that got third in the state, and so we were pretty good for a small town.
Did you have any aspiration to run after high school?
I considered it for about a day to go to a smaller school, and I was like, why would I ever want to do that? So, especially when UK was on the table, and I put my interests and focus in other places after that. But still enjoy running. I still enjoy trying to be active.
Yeah, good.
We could take a rocket ship to the moon and on past, and turn around and look back. If we were that far away, we'd see that we're the same. We're all get by on playing the game of life. We're all just living to die, and in this game you get one try. We've got brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers from Iran to LA. There's a lot more to them and you and me than just the color. Hey, don't you wish we could take a rocket ship?
How'd you get bit by the music bug?
I always loved music, and when I was working on the farm by myself, I would always sing. My mom would take me to this smoky little restaurant. There's no drinking at the time in my county, and we would go do karaoke like on a Friday night. And so
The two of you?
Yeah.
So right.
Those are special memories for me. And I would like wear a Johnny Cash shirt and like some cool hat, go sing whatever song. So that was, I guess, my first time performing, which is really funny to think back on. When I moved to college and started seeing people playing guitar around, and I thought it was really cool. And they were always the coolest guys at the party, coolest guys and girls. And I was like, I want to be in that crowd. If I can. So yeah, I guess sophomore, junior year is really when I got into it, and then by junior, senior year, I was practicing a lot and got my first gig my senior year of college at the Jessamyn County Public Library. I went and played on a Sunday afternoon, and my sister took me to Cracker Barrel to celebrate. I was so nervous.
Were you really?
Yeah, so nervous. There's a photo somewhere, but this would have been, I guess, 2012. And so that was my first show, and then had the bug ever since.
Come in, feet dragging the floor. You say you've had a bad day, can't take any more. Well, baby, I know this life can be hard. Just for tonight, won't you jump in my arms? I wanna give you a whirl, spin you around, talk about running right out of this town. I'm still your man, you're still my girl. Well, I'm gonna give you a whirl. Thank you. no one that rattles your soul till it comes undone. We're battered and bruised, we've been fighting too much. Won't you take me by the hand, let me come pick you up.
Are you a comfortable performer?
It's much easier walking into a place you've been before. I will say that there's always a little nervous energy if you're going into a place, you don't know the sound guy, you don't know the setup, and then things like this when you see the red light come on where you're like, okay, it's on the radio, it's being filmed. That's a little more tense than just walking in a bar and playing a set that might have some cell phones, but other than that, it's probably not being documented too much.
Who are some people that shaped you as you started to develop as a performing musician?
Greg Austin, yes.
Tell us about him.
There used to be a bar downtown called Redmond's, which had a pretty good name, Larry Redmond. And I would go down to watch Sunday Best, who have come to be good friends of mine, and I would go watch them, and Greg Austin played before them. And that was the first time I'd ever heard Greg. He has a pretty interesting story, but I guess long story short, he used to travel all over the place and spend a lot of time in Texas, and so he has kind of this Texas troubadour thing about him that was just kind of entrancing for me. And he had the smoke machine, and so he would be in this big trench coat with the glasses on, and he would play these old songs, and he would play Paradise by John Prine. And so yeah, he was one of the first performers I really looked up to, and then the energy that the Sunday Best guys brought kind of allowed me to think, okay, this is something I could do. You know, these are guys playing at the local bar, and they do it as well as anybody that I'd heard.
Did you develop a relationship with Greg?
Years down the road, when Redmond's closed, Henry Clay's Public House, the bar I play at a lot and where I cut my teeth, he started to open up there. And so he plays every Friday and Saturday from like 8:30 to 10:30, and then the late night act goes on at 11. And so I developed a relationship with him through that. And so we text, and then the first time I heard his song Somewhere in Kentucky, and he gave me a copy of it on vinyl. I listened to it about 100 times that day. And then when we got ready to record an album, I asked him if we could do that, and that just made his day. And yeah, we've developed a pretty cool relationship, and I don't see him enough as we're playing out of town more, but Greg's a special, special guy.
I've been hustling, and I've been fighting, and I've been working so much I ain't lying. Love what I do, but Lord, I'm dying just to be back in Jackson again. Music I'm playing has left me a-staying in places where I don't know where my head's a-laying. I love what I do, but Lord, I'm a-praying just to be back in Jackson again. Take me down to 15 to the foothills of the mountains. Oh, how I'd love it so. sing my way back home. 'Cause as much as I cherish the places that I've traveled, I'm a little worn out and low in the saddle. I love what I do, and I'd swim and I'd paddle just to be back in Jackson again. I dream of that old house up on the hill where the North Fork rolls down. I love what I do, but I'd drop it all right now just to be back in Jackson again. Take me down 15 to the foothills of the mountains. Oh, how I'd love it so if I could sing my way back home. Much as I cherish the places that I've traveled, I'm a little worn out and low in the saddle. I love what I do, and I'd swim and I'd paddle just to be back in Jackson again. Just to be back in Jackson again. Just to be back in Jackson again. Resolutions
are, I guess, my first real band. I had played with musicians here and there, guitar players that would sit in with me, and all those people shaped me. And so I have some really great people. CJ Kane from the Wooks, that's been on the show before I even had a clue what I was doing, and I still really don't. CJ helped me out and showed me the ropes. And so he was there for a brief stint, and then different drummers and the core that I have together now. I've been together almost 2 years, the whole group. And so if you've ever been in a band, it's kind of like being in a marriage. So you have your ups and downs, and you kind of figure each other out. They're special guys.
And right now, you all are not performing out much. You're doing something more on your own.
Yeah, it's kind of slowed down, which our bass player is in South America. And so
yes, right.
He's had that blocked off for a while. And so I thought, well, this would be a good chance to play some new songs, do something stripped down. But I would say about 50-50 playing solo and with the band. It's hard traveling. They have jobs. And so it's hard getting everybody in one place to practice, much less to go play a gig out of town somewhere. So we do it as much as we can.
Have you been doing some songwriting over the course of the last year?
I have, yeah, quite a bit.
Has it been a good year that way for you?
Definitely. It's kind of fun trying to learn new instruments and see how that changes your songwriting and just life experiences, and try not to overthink it. I think that's an easy trap to get into as a songwriter. And so I've kind of drawn back as far as the music and the chords and some of the guitar, and trying to just focus on what I enjoyed about it at the beginning, just being creative and writing things that felt good, as opposed to putting too much focus on what has to sound this certain way, and just kind of being myself. And that's helped too, since I gave up my day job, because now a lot of times during the day I have time to sit around and play through things. Whereas before it was go to work, come home and practice, come home and go to a gig. And so it was just kind of this cycle of, okay, I feel like I'm plateauing here. And so now I've had a little more time to dive into who I want to be as an artist and trying to make that happen.
We've been apart for so long now. It seems like it's been a month or two. You've been waiting so patiently when I've been thinking about you. So I will meet you up on Jason Ridge, and I'll hold you like I always did. And we can spend all day and all night side by side to the end of time. 'Cause time goes on if you break the clock, and life may end, but love won't stop. We can spend all day out on the bluff. off, keep an eye on things from up above. Far away, but close enough to whisper sweet words when they need our love. So I will meet you up on Jason Ridge, and I'll hold you like I always did. And we can spend all day and all night side by side to the end of time. So I will meet you up on Jason Ridge, and I'll hold you like I always did. And we can spend our days and all our nights side by side to the end of time. 'Cause time goes on if you break the clock, and life may end, but love won't stop.
I'd like to thank Grayson Jenkins for being with us this evening, and we thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and also those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who wants to hear one more song from Grayson Jenkins?
Take the ribbon from your head. Take it loose and let it fall. It's soft upon your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time, so help me make it through the night. And I don't care who's right or wrong, and I don't try to understand. Let the devil take. Cause tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. So help me make. Tonight I need a friend. yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. It's so sad to be alone, so help me make it through the night. And I don't want to be alone, help me make it through the night. Thank you all so much. Appreciate it.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Grayson Jenkins for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman, Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.